Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Canvassing for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections reaches feverish pitch. Key leaders of all political parties actively campaigning in various parts of the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says, India to develop all requisite national strengths to make it a leading power. UAE announces 10-year blue residency visa to environment contributors. Meteorological Department forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions in parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi till Tuesday. In table tennis, India's Poimanthi Vaisya to play mixed doubles and women's doubles finals at the Kapadusa FIDA in Turkey this evening. And in Thailand Open Badminton, Indian players to appear in quarterfinals of the men's singles, men's doubles and women's doubles today. Canvassing for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections has reached feverish pitch as key leaders of all political parties are actively campaigning in various parts of the country. In Uttar Pradesh, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Barabanki today. He again attacked TMC and Samajwadi Party alliance, saying that Samajwadi Party's political alliance is only for vote bank and appeasement, and they have taken refuge in Bengal now. Yesterday also, Mr. Modi took a dig on the alliance in Bhadohi rally and said the Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav's alliance with a new bua, Mamta Didi, only because of appeasement and vote bank politics. Today in the rally in Barabanki, PM said that if Congress and Samajwadi Party comes to power, they will run bulldozer on Ram Temple in Ayodhya. Mr. Modi said only a strong government can give a fast-paced development.
सफाई होने के कारण अब उत्तर प्रदेश में निवेश का माहौल बना है. लोग विश्वास के साथ उत्तर प्रदेश में उद्योग धंधे के लिए रुपये लगाने के लिए तैयार हुए हैं. साथियों, जहां जहां राम के निशान है उन क्षेत्रों को रामायण सर्किट के तहत विकसित बनाने की योजना. यहां तो सत्रिक आश्रम है जहां राजकुमारों की शिक्षा दीक्षा हुई. महादेव कॉरिडोर के विकास का काम भी चल रहा है. ऐसे विकास कार्य हमारी विरासत को भी सशक्त करेंगे.
In another political rally in Fatehpur district, Mr. Modi said during earlier regimes, UP was infamous for crime and corruption, but now the state is leading in development. PM is scheduled to address another rally in Hamirpur constituency. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi are jointly campaigning in favour of Kishori Lal Sharma, the Congress candidate from Amethi, who is contesting against Smriti Irani. In Rai Bareli, where Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address a political rally. Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi, along with Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, will jointly address a rally. In Maharashtra, ahead of last day of campaigning, both NDA and INDIA bloc are organizing mega rallies in Mumbai today. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a grand election rally at the iconic Shivaji Park today. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar, along with MNS Chief Raj Thackeray and other senior leaders are expected to attend the rally. INDIA bloc is also organizing a rally on Bandra Kurla Complex ground in Mumbai. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Aam Aadmi Party leader and Delhi's Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, senior leaders Sharad Pawar, Uddhav Thackeray and other leaders of INDIA alliance are expected to address the rally. Along with Nashik and Dhule parliamentary constituencies, all 11 seats in Mumbai metropolitan region will go for voting on Monday. These are the last 13 seats where voting took place in Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will hold a roadshow in Ranchi this evening for party candidates contesting the Lok Sabha polls. Polling for the Ranchi Lok Sabha seat will be held on the 25th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is likely to visit Ranchi on the 19th of this month. He is also likely to address an election rally for party candidate from Jamshedpur, Vidyut Varan Mahato. The Prime Minister has so far addressed 5 election rallies in the state and had also held one roadshow in Ranchi. Besides, Chief Minister Champai Soren will also address an election rally for INDIA bloc candidate Yashaswini Sahai, who is contesting from Ranchi. Dindori Lok Sabha constituency in the Nashik district of Maharashtra is reserved for scheduled tribe candidates. There are a total 10 candidates in fray from the seat. The key issues for the seat are onion exports and water crisis. We have more from a correspondent.
The tribal-dominated Dindori Lok Sabha constituency came into existence in 2008 and has been a Bharatiya Janata Party bastion since its inception. The main contest is between BJP's Union Minister Harti Pawar, NCP-SP's Bhaskar Bhagre and Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi's Malti Dhomse. Currently, all the assembly segments under the Dindori constituency are controlled by the ruling Mahayuti Alliance. BJP leader Harish Chandra Chavhan represented the constituency twice in 2009 and 2014. In 2019, Union Minister Dr. Bharati Pawar, a former NCP leader, won the seat as a BJP candidate. Dr. Pawar is the daughter-in-law of the late NCP strongman Arjun Pawar, who is former Tribal Affairs Minister of Maharashtra. It could have been an easy win for the sitting MP Pawar, but the elections have come amid unrest among the onion farmers, and Dindori is a hub of onion cultivation. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In a series of key constituencies for Lok Sabha polls, today we bring you a report on Hazipur parliamentary constituency, which is one of the oldest parliamentary constituencies in Bihar. The constituency segment will go to the polls in the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections on the 20th of May, along with Muzaffarpur, Sitamarhi, Madhubani and Saran Lok Sabha constituencies. Out of the six assembly segments of Hazipur Lok Sabha seat, four are held by RJD and Congress, while two seats are represented by BJP. We have more from a correspondent.
Hajipur Lok Sabha seat of North Bihar is witnessing direct contest between NDA and Grand Alliance supported candidates. From NDA side, President of Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas and son of former Union Minister Ram Vilas Paswan, Chirag Paswan, is contesting this prestigious seat. On the other hand, the RJD has fielded former State Minister and MLA Shiv Chandra Ram. Once treated as a bastion of Ram Vilas Paswan, the seat has been represented by him and his family record 9 times. During 1977 to 2014, seat was represented by Ram Vilas Paswan. This time, Ram Vilas Paswan's son Chirag Paswan is holding the political baton, pipping his uncle Pasupati Kumar Paras in the fight of political legacy. The agri-based parliamentary segment is famous for its different varieties of bananas, is facing problems of unemployment, migration and flood. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India will develop all the requisite national strengths that will make it a leading power in the times to come. Speaking at a function organized by Traders Organization in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said India's endeavor should be to enhance capability and competitiveness along with business-friendly environment. He said India has witnessed robust growth, sweeping reforms, radically improved governance, fiscal discipline, infrastructure progress, rapid digitization and focus on developing skills in India. He said that there is the larger branding endeavor of today's India that will make the case to the world participating in the event. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the private sector will play a major role in making India a developed country by 2047. Ms. Sitharaman called the country's development a compelling growth story.
India's story is a compelling growth story for several reasons. I'm not going to elaborate the reasons before you, but some things which have been observed by very many groups around the world are worth placing now before us. The IMF estimated that India's contribution to the global growth for 5 years beginning 2023 will be 18%.
The United Arab Emirates, home to a large Indian population of over 3.8 million, has announced a new visa program offering long-term residency to individuals who significantly contribute to environmental protection and sustainability efforts. The 10-year blue residency visa aims to attract and retain global leaders in environmental research, activism and technological solutions. This visa category extends beyond the UAE's borders, welcoming those who champion sustainability initiatives worldwide. Successful applicants can include members of international environmental organizations, award-winning researchers and distinguished activists. The blue residency visa stands in contrast to the UAE's standard 2-year residency permits. The 12th Joint Working Group meeting between the Defense Ministries of India and Mongolia concluded today in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The meeting was co-chaired by Ministry of Defense Joint Secretary Amitabh Prasad and his Mongolian counterpart, Brigadier General Ganguyag Davagdorje. During the two-day meet, both sides reviewed the progress on various bilateral defense cooperation initiatives and identified means to further enhance cooperation in the areas. Back home, National Commission for Women Chairperson Rekha Sharma today condemned the alleged misconduct of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's PA with AAP Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal. Briefing media New Delhi, Mrs. Sharma said that it is a matter of grave concern that the former Delhi Commission for Women Chief and a prominent advocate of women's rights has to face such a situation. She further appreciated Ms. Maliwal's strength to come out and lodge a complaint against the accused.
जब से ये हुआ है हम लोग कांटेक्ट में हैं. पुलिस को हमने एक्शन टेकन रिपोर्ट मंगवाया था, वो कल आ गया है. स्वाति जी ने, आपको भी सबको पता है, पुलिस से बात की है और पुलिस ने एफआईआर चार्जेस भी फ्रेम कर दिए हैं. आज उनका मेडिकल भी हुआ है और विभव ने हमारे अभी नोटिस का कोई जवाब नहीं दिया है. आज मेरी टीम फिर से गई है नोटिस इश्यू करने के लिए. उनको हमने नोटिस दिया है, इसके बाद अगर नहीं आते हैं तो हम इंक्वायरी टीम को भेजेंगे.
Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today slammed AAP Chief and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal for his silence on the issue of alleged assault on AAP MP Swati Maliwal. Briefing media New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman demanded Mr. Kejriwal to apologize on the issue. Nagaland's cabinet has appealed to the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, to reconsider its decision to abstain from participating in the urban local bodies elections scheduled on June 26th. Parliamentary Affairs Minister and State's spokesperson K.G. Kenye said ULB election is for empowering local self-governance and facilitate development and uplift of the citizens at the grassroots. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi till Tuesday. The IMD said heat wave conditions are also very likely to commence over eastern and central parts of the country from tomorrow. Isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely to continue over southern parts of India till the 23rd of this month. In table tennis, India's Poimanti Besia will play the mixed doubles and women's doubles finals of the WTT Kapadusa FIDE in Turkey this evening. In the mixed doubles, Poimanti and Akash Pal will face compatriots Anirban Ghosh and Swastika Ghosh in an all-Indian final. While in the women's doubles final, Poimanti along with Kritvika Roy will take on Honoka Hashimoto and Hitomi Sato of Japan. In badminton, ace Indian shuttlers will compete in the quarterfinals of the prestigious Thailand Open Badminton in Bangkok this afternoon. In the men's doubles quarterfinals, India's Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will lock horns with RK Yap and Jay Arif of Malaysia. In the women's doubles, top shuttlers Tanisha Krusto and Ashwini Ponnappa will take on the South Korean pair of Wiley and S.C. Chin today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Canvassing for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections reaches feverish pitch. Key leaders of all political parties actively campaigning in various parts of the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India to develop all requisite national strengths to make it a leading power. UAE announces 10-year blue residency visa to environment contributors. Meteorological Department forecasts heat wave to severe heat wave conditions in parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi till Tuesday. In table tennis, India's Poimanti Besia to play mixed doubles and women's doubles finals of Kapadusa, Fida and Turkey this evening. And in Thailand Open Badminton, Indian players to appear in quarterfinals of the men's singles, men's doubles and women's doubles today. And with that, we end the Midday News.